It is my great pleasure to share with you today something which is typical for Vrindavan. Talk about Radha and Krishna. What we will listen to is the journey of Radharani to meet her beloved Krishna. It's very nectarian, it's very dear to the Vaishnava's heart because it represents in some ways our own journey, a journey of eagerness to go to Krishna. Lotus-eyed Radha entered the forest like the personified goddess of spring, causing the trees and creepers to bloom with flowers. Everywhere she looks, she sees only Krishna. The beautiful sesame flowers remind her of Krishna's tilak. The peacocks strutting about in their feathers remind her of the peacock feathers adorning Krishna's head. The bluish black tamal trees all of a sudden left and right of the path. And there is a peacock with a fanned tail in one of the tree's upper branches. She thinks immediately, Krishna is also black, blue, and he wears a peacock feather on top of his head. All of a sudden, she sees Shyama's footprints on the earth. O Vishaka, Radharani says, the forest is brilliantly ornamented with Krishna's footprints, marked with the flag, the goat, the lotus, and the thunderbolt. My heart is overflowing with ecstatic delight upon beholding the forest. So as Srimati Radharani moves through the forest, she arrives at the meeting place in Radhakund and waits for Krishna. And then something happens which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes as the first realization of a sadhak of Krishna. Suddenly, the forest filled with Murari's enticing bodily fragrance, which rivals the scent of a blue lotus mixed with musk. Srimati Radharani, upon beholding the first sign of Krishna, says, O brother Vind, you must have performed great austerities at some holy place of pilgrimage. As the result of this, you are now happily touching the feet of Lord Gokulachandra continually with your entire wind body. So this describes a journey of love, a journey which is propelled with an eagerness. If we want to come to Lord Krishna, eagerness, lobha, an intense emotion of Krishna, I wish only you, is absolutely necessary. Your chanting without eagerness, your reading without eagerness to know more about Krishna, your waving of different ritual paraphernalia as you do in an artik, without the eagerness, my Lord, this is for you, please accept, is empty and without life, and will at one stage be given up. Eagerness, divine eagerness, divine longing, is something which you automatically will get here in the land of Vrindavan, where everyone wants to serve Krishna. The dust, the trees, the birds, the different devotees, this is the land of service. Touch it with an open heart, even from far by meditating about Vrindavan, and that good mood, that good feeling, which will turn everything into a loving journey to Krishna, will be with you.